We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Let's go around the NFL a little bit. Week 12, and we already have two games in the books, the Thanksgiving games. Plenty more to go tomorrow. We welcome in former NFL linebacker Chad Brown, played for years with the Steelers, Seahawks, Patriots, does some broadcasting now for Compass Media. We'll have the Kansas City-Tampa Bay game tomorrow, the biggest game on the board. Before we get to that, Chad, I've been talking about the Jets all morning and Sam Darnold and how he really hasn't been put in a position to succeed in his 3 years. Tomorrow, the Jets taking on the Dolphins. Darnold finally going to have some weapons healthy around him. What have you seen, or how would you evaluate Sam Darnold here and the Jets moving forward with the possibility of having the number one pick in Trevor Lawrence? You think it's enough from what we've seen from Darnold to properly evaluate? How would you evaluate the Jets quarterback situation moving forward?
Man, if I'm the New York Jets organization, it's a tricky one. I think Sam Darnold still has tremendous promise as an NFL quarterback. But as you pointed out, you know, they have not surrounded him with a good enough cast to, you know, for him to develop as an NFL quarterback. Look at some of these other young quarterbacks around the league. They've got weapons. Look at, say Josh Allen in Buffalo. You know, they added Stephon Diggs. That's a big part of what they do. There's other weapons on that offense. So, therefore, for Josh Allen, his growth isn't just simply about him going out there and throw the ball 40 times a game. He can lean on other parts of that offense. And then when he's got a chance to make a play on third down, he's got Stephon Diggs. Who does Sam Darnold have? Name me a top-flight Jets receiver. You know, don't worry, I'll wait, because you're not going to be able to name one. So that's the situation there. Now, if I'm the Jets front office, is passing up on Trevor Lawrence the right thing to do? I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the greatest quarterbacks in the last 10 or 15 years in college football. So do you somehow move on from Sam Darnold? Because obviously Sam Darnold had some value coming out in the draft. Lots of teams were interested in him. Could you move on from him, trade him away, get some draft picks, and still get Trevor Lawrence? I think you could if you're the New York Jets. I'm not sure if that's the right move to make just yet, but I think these next 2 or 3 weeks are really going to be telling for Sam Darnold and what the Jets are going to do in the future.
How much of it, Chad, has to do with the head coach? I mean, Adam Gase has got to be a dead man walking, I would think. 0-10 on the year. He was bad in Miami. Looking back, he was obviously bad year one with the Jets. How much of it? I know we focus on the quarterback and Lawrence and Darnold, but what about the coach? I mean, isn't that even more important when trying to build a successful organization?
Well, I think you need three things as an NFL organization when you're going through kind of a rebuilding process. You need a head coach, you need a quarterback, and you need a GM. All three of those guys should hopefully be on the same page. And we just saw in Kansas City what they did. They extended Patrick Mahomes. They extended Andy Reid. They extended the general manager. You do things like that. You have continuity at the three most important positions within the organization. So I'm not saying the Jets need to go the way of continuity, but they certainly need to find the right people for those spots and then try to keep those people around. I think Adam Gase, to your point, is a dead man walking. I don't know how you could bring him back. I'm not sure what part of the Jets program is now better than it was before the season started, or better before Adam Gase became head coach. You know, look around the entire position groups, offensively, defensively, locker room culture, all those kinds of things. I don't think any of those things have improved.
No, no question about it. Yeah, we'll go around the league a little bit here, but I want to stick with that game for a second. You talk about a head coach that's shown improvement and done a good job. Boy, Brian Flores. I mean, he has been incredible with Miami. I love that Miami Dolphin team. Matter of fact, Chad, I think they could still win that AFC East. I know you mentioned Buffalo before, and a lot of people are high on Buffalo. I think Miami, even with that slip-up against Denver a week ago, I think they could still win the AFC East. Who knows who's going to quarterback with Tua having the thumb injury. But speak to what Brian Flores, in just two short years, has done with that Miami Dolphins team.
Well, there's a situation where the head coach and the general manager are on exactly the same page. They had a plan from the time Brian Flores was hired on how they want to move forward. Even the plan of when to play their rookie quarterback and what would be the best way to insert him into the lineup. They didn't wait until the season was lost. They waited until they got other parts of the offense playing really well, so the position of quarterback would not be the most important position on the offense, that they would be able to kind of phase Tua in. So even that speaks to the overall plan of what they're doing. They've managed to build a very good defense. They play really well on special teams. The offense is not explosive, but they do go out and play well early, which gives them a lead, which then allows them to kind of pin their ears back defensively and get after the quarterback. And they put their quarterback in positions to be successful. But Brian Flores, you know, he operated in that Patriots organization for a long time. When I played for the Patriots, you know, back in 05, 06, and 07, he was part of that organization. So he's been a scout. He's been in the front office. He's been a coaching assistant. He's been a position coach. He's been a coordinator. So all that wealth of experience from one of the best organizations in the league, and then now being in an organization that allows him and his general manager to execute a well-thought-out plan, we are seeing the results every Sunday of what is possible for any team that's down in the league. If you do it the right way, any team can become the Miami Dolphins, because they didn't do it by going out and drafting the number one pick at quarterback and then inserting him to the starting lineup to start off. No, they built the team around him. They play good defense. They play good special teams. They don't make a lot of mistakes. That's what they've done. They've gotten rid of all the bad guys in the locker room. They've gotten rid of bloated salaries from a salary cap perspective. They've done everything right, and I expect them to be built to be able to last and compete in that division for a long time, not just a flash in the pan.
Yeah, that should be the model. You're exactly right. Instead of, and that's what drives me nuts about the Jets. Oh, tank, get Trevor Lawrence. I don't care if you had Patrick Mahomes on this Jets team, they would still stink. They're not a quarterback away. It's the entire team. And what Miami has done should be the model. They hire the right head coach, he builds the team, and then you insert the quarterback in, and obviously a position to where he can succeed. We're talking with Chad Brown, former NFL linebacker, Steelers, Seahawks, Patriots, does games for Compass Media. He's got the big game on the board, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. Let's go there, Chad, with Tampa Bay really kind of needing a win here. And not going to be easy, even though they're at home against the Chiefs. But Tampa Bay has been disappointing, coming off a tough loss to the Rams on Monday night. People talking about Tom Brady can't throw down the field. They're starting to question him. Maybe there's some issues. Antonio Brown, Bruce Arians. What are your thoughts on the Bucs so far at 7-4, 11 games into their season?
I think they're a bit of a disappointment. I had New Orleans and the Bucs week one. And after calling that game, I thought, man, they are so far apart, speaking about Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, on what they want to do offensively and how to best use what Tom Brady is at this point. Great decision maker, you know, throws well into the middle of the field, should be throwing to backs and tight ends quite a bit. They didn't do that in week one. They just asked him to throw from one hash to outside the opposite numbers. It's a pick six for a touchdown. I'm like, why are you taking this guy and asking him to be Jameis Winston? Why not bend your offense to what is, you know, possibly and most likely the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady? It seems they've made progress with that, but at this point, the issue seems to be Tom Brady. Could there be a better protection up front? I think that's probably the biggest factor in Tom's what we saw last Monday night. Not very good protection. A lot of injuries on the offensive line. Several guys have moved around positions trying to make up for some guys being out. So Tom's not playing well under pressure. The four losses this year were teams that got at him with pressure. When Tom lost Super Bowls, what was it due to? Defensive line pressure. So for Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, I think, you know, the game plan of how they want to pass the ball is probably in a pretty good place, but they need to do some things in the protection game, maybe leaving Gronk in, maybe going with two backs just to clean up any kind of protection issues to give Tom a chance to feel comfortable. If Tom doesn't feel comfortable, he immediately turns into, at this point, a 43-year-old quarterback who can't buy time in the pocket and whose arm strength is not where it needs to be. You give him protection, Tom's going to throw the ball on time. He's going to throw it with accuracy, particularly in the middle of the field. So it's not a very difficult equation to figure out. It's all about protection at this point for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How do you think they match up against that Kansas City defense?
I don't think it's going to be a favorable matchup for Tampa Bay. With A.K. Shipley now possibly being out for the rest of his career due to a neck injury, so now it's another issue up front for the offensive line. For Tampa Bay, I think Kansas City will have a chance to pin their ears back, particularly if Kansas City is able to score early. I know people sometimes lose track that pass rush and pressure is so often linked to what you do on the other side of the ball. If your offense gives you a lead and the other team is forced to pass, then, yeah, defensively you can pin your ears back and get after them. If your offense is struggling and it's an even game and the other team can go with play action, they can run the ball perhaps on third and short situations like that, then you can't be as aggressive in the pass rush game. So it's really going to be about for Kansas City's defense, how well does Patrick Mahomes and that offense do, particularly early.
Chad, take that Steelers jersey off for a second. Is Kansas City the best team in the league?
I think so. I think so. I mean, the Steelers needed to go to the end of the game just to beat the Cowboys. And clearly the Cowboys are struggling this year. And we saw that 2 days ago on Thanksgiving. So Kansas City, I think, is the most complete team. I obviously like what Ben and that Steelers offense has been able to do most of the time. But I think while they're undefeated, they are certainly a little incomplete at this point, haven't played a truly complete game on all sides of the ball. There's always lapses someplace, somewhere. And a team like the Chiefs, I think, if given head-to-head matchups, the Chiefs would win most of those.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's been tough. What are your thoughts on them? I mean, I know 10-0, and look, who knows if this game is going to get in here with the COVID stuff, as of now scheduled for Tuesday against the Ravens, but we hold our breath and see if that game could get in. But your thoughts on the Steelers overall? Tomlin has done a tremendous job with them, no question. Ben looks old at times, but and look, he's had a bunch of different receivers there, defense playing extremely well. Your thoughts on how far the Steelers could go here and what you've seen so far from the first, 10 games from them?
Oh, I think they can go really far. Again, they need to find a way still to, be complete and finish games and do the whole 60-minute game thing. But to kind of go back to what we started the call with, okay, Steelers organization, Rooney family owns it. Kevin Colbert's been GM since I last played there. Mike Tomlin's been a longstanding coach. Before that, it was Bill Cowher. Ben's been the quarterback for forever. Stability, organization, continuity, organization, stability just simply lends itself to success. And when Mike Tomlin was hired, he wasn't some wow, amazing hire that everybody was like, oh my gosh, they got themselves, an amazing coach. But the Steelers organization, because of the continuity, they know what kind of coach they're looking for. They're not going, oh, do we need a defensive guy? Do we need an offensive guy? Do we want somebody who came off the Sean McVay tree, as we've seen over the last couple of years, or someone who came off the Kyle Shanahan tree? What's the hot coaching trend? They went out and find the coach that was for them, that fits what they want to do as an organization. I know this year, it's a lot about Ben offensively, but traditionally the Steelers have been about that 3-4 Blitzberg-style defense that I played in when I was still a Pittsburgh Steeler, that Kevin Butler is still operating that same style of defense. They want to run the ball, play some ball control, throw deep with Ben, and have some play action. The Steelers have been essentially the same with some tweaks every single season since probably the last 35 years, and they're almost always a perennial playoff team. That formula works. It's very clear what that does for you organizationally and as a team. Just think about the Steelers' defense. If you're a scout for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have no question in your mind when you're going out and looking for an edge rusher, whether it's T.J. Watt or Joey Porter or Greg Lloyd or Chad Brown or Kevin Green, you know what those guys look like and how to project them into the Steelers' defense. It makes those jobs so much easier, and that, therefore their drafts are typically better because they know what to do organizationally. So I know this, I'm not talking exactly about what the Steelers are this year, but again, I want to go back to the beginning of the call and talk about how you build an organization and how you go from not so good to being very good. It's about continuity. It's about everybody in the organization being on the same page. Whenever a scout goes and looks for somebody on defense from the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's got five or six guys who have played that spot in the past 10 or 15 years who he can point to and go back to the head coach and general manager and say, yes, this guy will be just like, whoever the case may be, Chad Brown or some other outside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, projecting that guy successfully into the Steelers' defense.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's a great answer. It sounds so simple, but think about it. They're not chasing anybody. They're not trying to find the next new thing. They're comfortable in what they are. They believe in what they believe in, and they go out there and execute it. It sounds easy. You think more people would try to follow that, but they can't. Everybody tries to follow everybody else and copy this and copy that and try to find the next big thing. Continuity with the Steelers, and they've been good every single year. We're talking with Chad Brown, former Steelers linebacker, Seahawks, Patriots, broadcaster now, got the Kansas City and Tampa Bay game for Compass Media. How about the Steelers' opponent this week, Chad, the Ravens? Why haven't Lamar Jackson and the Ravens been as successful this year as they were a year ago?
It's interesting, from a defensive perspective. I've done a number of coaching internships in the NFL. I've done them during training camp, and I've done them during the offseason. And defensive coaches, the amount of time that they will pour over tape of a team, say like the Ravens, with a quarterback who presents some defensive issues, and how they begin to chip away at that offense and what that quarterback does. And so I think now we're in that phase with Lamar Jackson where there's a bit of a book on him, and now we need to figure out, if you're the Ravens, how do we expand that book and move into the next chapter? We've heard Lamar Jackson talking about when we get to the line of scrimmage, they're calling out our plays. People are beginning to catch up to what they're doing offensively. They're showing the same looks to run certain plays. They're showing the same personnel to get into certain packages. Defensive coordinators will figure that out. It may take some time, and for Lamar Jackson, it took longer than it took a lot of young quarterbacks because he has that additional running game skill, which is, maybe outside of Kyler Murray, he's the best running back in the NFL, best running quarterback, I should say, in the NFL. But in the end, you've got to continue to evolve your offense over time. And I don't think the Ravens have done that, and the defenses are catching up. And now you don't even have to put in the offseason work. You can just watch tape of successful teams against that Ravens offense this year, and you can quickly figure out what they don't do well, what they do well, and how you can put Lamar Jackson into positions where he's not very comfortable.
Yeah, and who knows if the game, like we said, is even going to get played this week, scheduled on Tuesday night. But it's been a fun year so far, and I know they've been navigating, Chad, through the COVID stuff. Hopefully they could finish out this year here and without any further issues and not have the schedule further impacted by it. We appreciate your time. Chad Brown, check him out tomorrow. Compass Media, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay, former NFL linebacker. Thanks for your time, Chad. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Chad Brown, they're going around the league a little bit. Did anybody else hear that issue there? Producer Matt, did you hear, or Pete, who's back there with me? Did you guys hear that? That's why I had to let him go there. I thought he was giving good stuff and we're going around the league a little bit, but that noise was driving me nuts. Did you guys hear that?
Yes, we heard it.
Yeah, so Producer Pete, you're back with us now. Matt is gone.
Well, Matt's still here. He wants to hang out. He loves your show.
Oh, all right. Well, Matt, we appreciate it. Hey, the more the merrier. This is a real party now. It's usually just two of us. Now we got three guys.
He's in a different studio, though, everyone. He's not in the same room.
I had to let him go, though, right, Producer Pete? Was that the right call there? I'm thinking as he's answering that last question about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, I'm like, I can't do this. This is annoying.
It became
me.
Very
it's
prominent
be...
towards the end. I don't know where that came from, but yeah, I think it was a smart decision.
So I could have taken another chance and hoped that it went away. Maybe it was just somebody like texting him or calling him, but I was like, you know what, might as well just wrap it up here. We're almost 20 minutes in anyway. But he was good. Chad Brown gave you some good stuff going around the league a little bit. That Steelers answer was, I mean, that's what you want. Think about that, how he simplified it, right? Saying, okay, well, they've had this system in place, continuity, GM, they hire a head coach who's obviously familiar with the system, not a head coach going out there and trying to find the next Sean McVay or whatever offensive guru or defensive genius. They want to bring in Tomlin, bring him up through the ranks and say, he's familiar with what we want to do. This is the guy we want. And they go out there when they're drafting, okay, this is our system. This guy fits our system. Not look at this skill set, look at this player, what he could be. A guy who's going to fit what they want to do, what they know can be successful. I love that answer from Chad. I would have liked to get more answers. Had he been on a clean line, we would have done so. 877-337-6666. Back to your calls on the other side. Sal Licata on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.